The Nature Conservancy and other environmental groups are making use of a recently developed DNA sampling technique to determine whether or not any invasive species might be swimming, living, or growing in the Oswego River and Erie Canal. As WRVO's Gino Gerentino explains, by taking hundreds of water samples, the group believes it can stem the growth of invasive species in the state.
Funky currents in here.
I know. This water's really running today.
Andrew Tucker leans over the front of a flat-bottom boat, holding a 2-liter container. The boat rocks gently as he collects surface water samples for analysis from the Oswego River in Fulton. It's the first of 5 days of collecting. Tucker, with the Nature Conservancy's Great Lakes Project, says the water contains DNA from fish, plants, and animals, basically anything that's been in the water recently.
It's really about early detection of these invasive species, and we've got this novel technique that allows us to do that. You know, it's more sensitive than some of the more traditional fisheries techniques.
He notes that right now there are more than 40 non-native species on the environmental group's watch list that they're looking for during their testing. But he admits there are probably many more species than that. Among the invasives they're looking for are zebra mussels, water chestnuts, hydrilla, Asian carp, and Asian clam, all of which either have or could hurt the ecosystem and make the canal unnavigable. Tucker says invasive species are costing the Great Lakes at least $100 million annually.
That's in direct cost to lost revenue for commercial fisheries or for recreational fisheries or whatever, but it's also in indirect costs in terms of management and control of these invasive species.
Robert Williams, who's also with the Nature Conservancy, says nationwide the costs amount to about $167 billion.
I think you can bring it down to scale and bring it down to more regional impact, and that's the impacts that you and I feel on a daily basis, not being able to swim in a certain area or not being able to canoe in a certain area.
The Nature Conservancy and the Partnership for Regional Invasive Species Management, or PRISM, are collecting water samples from 5 different New York sites. They'll then be analyzed at Central Michigan University, which takes 6 months. Those results will be given to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation and the Environmental Protection Agency, and used to craft a plan to battle those invasive species. On the Oswego River, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.